Later on in the parsha, chapter 36, the opening pasuk, it tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu's two hands in building the Mishkan were Bezalel and Oholiab. They were the architects and the design, the craftsmen. They led the project for Moshe Rabbeinu of building the Mishkan. So the pasuk says, "V'osa v'tzalel v'oholiyov v'choil ish chacham leiv." Bezalel and Oholiab, who were both so smart, and all the other smart people, v'choil ish chacham leiv, asher nosan Hashem chochmo utevuna, whereby Hashem gave knowledge and understanding, bohema, into them, lodas lasois es kol meleches avodas hakodesh, to know how to perform all of the holy service, lechol asher tziva Hashem, regarding everything that Hashem commanded. The Gemara says in Chulin, page 5, that there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Odom ubehema toshia Hashem, a human being and an animal, Hashem helps. The Gemara says, Elu b'nei Odom she'arumim bedas. This refers to human beings who are intelligent. Odom means intelligence, knowledge, seichel. We know the Zohar HaKadosh says that the letters of Hashem's name that relate to knowledge, chokhma and bina, are the letters yud kei, the first two letters of Hashem's name, the Yud and the He. And we know that there are three parts to the brain. There's Keser, Chochma and Bino, or Chochma, Bino and Das, as they refer to sometime, which are represented by these two letters. The Koitzoi Shel Yud, the tip of the Yud, represents the Keser, the Yud is Chochma, and the He is Bino. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that Yud Kei, these letters of Hashem that represent knowledge, three times Yud Kei, corresponding to the three parts of the brain, equals Adam. The word Adam, man, is an intellectual being. Man is different from animal in that man is supposed to represent a much higher level intellect, Seichel, Chochma Bino Das. So the Gemara says that the word Adam refers to people who are smart, who are sharp and shrewd, and this Ubehema. And despite that, they humble themselves to follow Hashem, to follow the Torah, to follow the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Tzaddikim, like a behema, like a cow, like a horse who allows itself to be led. A cow doesn't say, hey, where you take it? I want to go the other way. Or a horse. A horse is subservient to the rider, the one that's leading it. So an Adam who has the knowledge and intellect, and despite that puts their own intellect aside to nullify it to the wisdom and knowledge of Hashem and the Tzaddikim, Toshia Hashem. That person will receive Hashem's salvation. Just as we find in chapter 73 in Tehillim, Asaf says, Va'ani bar v'loyeda, I am the most simple person alive, have no knowledge, I'm like a behema. And we find this in other places. David HaMelech uses the same terminology. We find Shlomo HaMelech said, Omarti echkema, I said that I achieved knowledge and wisdom, v'hi rechoyka mimeni, but I realize that it's far from me, I'm far from chachma. So Rav Nosson Zal explains that this is the knowledge that we're talking about here. When it says, Bezalel Oliyov and each Kolish Chacham Leiv, Asher Nosan Hashem Chochma Utvuna, whereby Hashem gave them the knowledge. Which knowledge? Bohema. The knowledge to recognize that I don't know anything on my own. I am subservient to Hashem's wisdom and to the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are the ones who are qualified, Lodas Lasoi says, Kol Meleches Avodas HaKodesh, to perform all the holy service, L'choil Asher Tziva Hashem, regarding everything that Hashem has commanded. And this is what a person prays for, this is what a person has to work for. The goal of a Jew is to increase his knowledge every single day, to learn more and more, but to see to it that as much as I learn, I never think that I'm closing the gap between me and Hashem or between me and the great Tzaddikim. To always remember who I am and what my place is, that I ask Hashem for guidance, for leadership. Dovid HaMelech says throughout Tehillim, Hoireini Hashem Darkecha Unecheni Boirach Mishur. Hashem, teach me your ways and lead me on the right path. What do you mean? You learn Torah, you know what to do. You don't need anybody to lead you. You can lead. Dovid HaMelech never made that mistake. All the tzaddikim prayed for Hashem throughout their lives for guidance, for leadership. The greater, no matter how smart and learned they became, they always maintained that bohema to be able to nullify themselves before Hashem, to be able to allow Hashem to lead them, to be able to allow. And if we do that, if we allow Hashem and the great tzaddikim to lead us, will certainly be led on the right path, on a healthy path, and be zecha to be led to the Geula Shlema, the final redemption, with the coming of Moshiach, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.